This is your classical break, a chance to take a step back and enjoy some great music in the middle of a busy day. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to Brahms' Tragic Overture. The last time we were listening to an overture, it was Mozart's overtures to a couple of his operas. And overtures are generally the start of operas and ballets. They set the mood, get everyone ready for what's about to come. But they can also be split off as well, played on their own, and composers in the 19th century started writing overtures as standalone pieces. Usually they have a dramatic element or a story as a sort of a jumping-off point, but they don't go on to explicitly tell the story like you would in an opera or in a ballet. Brahms focuses on the dramatic origins of the overture here. The name Tragic Overture isn't meant like a sad or depressing overture. It's tragic in the sense of the Greek tragedies. Tragedy is a serious drama as opposed to a comedy. And he specifically used the title Tragic Overture to ensure that no one read too far into it. If you listen back to the episodes on Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, you'll remember that Mendelssohn didn't use the term Scottish Symphony when he finally premiered it. Still, people read into it a lot, and they find Scottish themes throughout, whether or not Mendelssohn actually intended it that way. Brahms wasn't taking any chances, so he gave this a very straightforward name, without any hint of backstory. Another link to theater is that famous duo of the laughing and crying masks. Brahms wrote this as a companion to his academic festival overture, which is much more upbeat and raucous in nature. It's full of drinking songs popular at the universities at the time, and shows off a bit of Brahms' sense of humor. The Tragic Overture, on the other hand, is as serious as you can get. Brahms himself said, "One laughs, the other weeps," again going back to that old drama mask theme. Now, even though this isn't the start of a longer work, it shares many of the characteristics of opera overtures. Like both of the Mozart overtures we listened to earlier, it sets a tone and it stays there. Only this time, it really explores all the facets of that mood, since there's no opera to finish it out. It starts out with a bang, two chords that perfectly encapsulate the feeling of the rest of the piece, never really settles down after that. Even in the middle, where we hear some beautiful lyrical passages, the drama and the angst is not far around the corner. Here's the Muse Open Symphony with Brahms' Tragic Overture.
Thank you. Thank you.
a dark and dramatic ending to a dark and dramatic piece. Brahms was known as a serious guy and a serious composer, and it seems only right for a serious composer to balance out a light-hearted overture with something, well, a bit more serious. Thanks to the Muse Open Symphony for putting that up on museopen.org, and thank you for listening. If you have the time, please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, wherever you get it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll hear a master trying out a new style in Bach's Italian Concerto. See you then.